For the FM 89 News Impact of War series, I'm Malcolm Glover. Since the start of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, almost 70 soldiers and Marines from Arkansas have died, according to the Washington Post. Many families are emotionally devastated by the loss of a loved one in battle. So imagine being told that your family member is dead, only to later learn that it's not true. That's the story of the Hill family in Benton.
He was supposed to call me the night before. I didn't receive a call from him, so I woke up the next morning and I thought, he didn't call me last night, so I don't know what's wrong.
Jenny Hill can still remember that fateful day in March of 2003 when it seemed like her life would never be the same.
I was ironing the kids' clothes. It was like 7 o'clock in the morning. We were stationed in Italy at the time, and the phone rang, so I thought, oh, that must be him. So I answered the phone, and it was actually his rear detachment commander informing me there had been a terrible accident, and he didn't think my husband was going to make it home.
Jenny's husband, Army Staff Sergeant Kenny Hill, was in a convoy on the outskirts of Balad, heading to Tikrit, when an IED bomb hit his vehicle. The explosion was so great that large pieces of shrapnel pierced his skin, leaving shards of twisted metal in his left side, left shoulder, and back.
So that's all I remember. I don't remember the rest of the conversation. I remember leaning on the ironing board, and the ironing board almost falling. So I went into the laundry room until I could pull myself together. And then I,
I can see it's still emotional.
Then I went back in there and got my kids dressed.
The soldiers came up to our house, and they told my mom that he was dead. And then I asked my mom what that meant, and then she said that your dad's not going to come back. Well, I was young, and I didn't really understand what they were saying.
Kenny Hill Jr., now 11, was only about 6 years old when he learned his dad wouldn't return home. Kenny Jr.'s sister, Brianna, now 15, says she'll never forget how she first found out.
Someone came up to me at my school and said, how do you feel about your dad? And I was like, what are you talking about? Because I didn't know that they had said he was dead yet. And I started crying right there. And I came home to my mom. I didn't know what to think. I was like, what happened? What happened? She didn't want to tell me. And she started crying right there. So we were crying together. And then they finally called my mom and said that he wasn't dead.
Yes, reports of Kenny Hill Sr.'s demise were premature. While her children were at school, Jenny met with Army officials, and after waiting all day to hear an update from the front in Iraq, she learned that her husband was badly injured, undergoing surgery, but he was still alive.
I had a six-hour spinal surgery, which damaged some of my nerves. It fractured my L3, L4, my L5 lumbar spine, and as a matter of fact, I still have a couple of pieces that metal in my back because they're so mingled up with my nerves. They told me it was like, what, an 80-20 chance I could become paralyzed. I wasn't willing to take it, so it's with me for the rest of my life.
The doctors said that somebody had to teach him how to walk, and if they didn't, then he had a chance of never walking again. So he asked me to help him walk. So we couldn't walk anywhere, so we walked down the aisle in the hospital in front of his room, and just from that I taught him back how to walk.
To this day, I say I feel my left leg about 3 days out of the week. You know, I still suffering from injuries I sustained over in Iraq. I'm a walking testimony, man, so I'm blessed. Thank God that I'm blessed, and thank God that I'm still alive to see my kids grow.
He's been through a lot, and we've all been through a lot with it, but you know, with him going through what he was going through, me trying to take care of the kids and taking care of him, and, you know, it's been a long process, but you just do what you have to do.
What's been the best part of having him back?
Having him back. Having him, you know, having my children, having their father, me having him. I couldn't imagine not having him.
Today, retired Army Staff Sergeant Kenny Hill struggles with PTSD, but his experience in Iraq has inspired him to become a motivational speaker. We'll have more on that story next week during Morning Edition as we continue KUAR's series on the impact of war. For FM 89 News, I'm Malcolm Glover.